Many international students aren't only worried about getting infected with the pneumonia-like disease, they're also worried about not being able to get back to the United States in a timely manner. They fear the airlines could restrict travel or governments quarantine them. Sinlu Meyer is a UW graduate student in nursing who bought airline tickets long before the outbreak occurred. She and her husband wanted to take their two children to Beijing this summer. Now they have to use the non-refundable Northwest airline tickets by December 15th or lose $3,600.
You can go to anywhere else to travel, use the tickets instead of going back to China. But I don't have any families anywhere else. My whole purpose is to save up 3 years for the money to buy the tickets. It's just to visit my parents.
Meyer and other foreign students have signed a petition asking major airlines to extend the ticket life for 1 year, when SARS may be less of a threat. But financially strapped airlines are hesitant to do that. UW Health Services recently sent out an email warning students that travel may be disrupted in affected areas. However, epidemiologist Craig Roberts says they aren't telling international students to necessarily cancel planned trips. He says the SARS outbreak has to be kept in perspective.
It's estimated now well over 1 million people have returned to the United States from those countries in the last 2 months. And yet we have only 65 cases of probable SARS in the United States. So we are clearly doing something right. The system is working at identifying people who may develop illness and isolating those folks with symptoms.
Robert says those returning from affected areas won't be kept from class or work unless they have symptoms, which should show up in 10 days. They include fever, headache, and coughing. There's still travel advisories issued by the Centers for Disease Control regarding mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. There's also a less severe alert status for Singapore. Alerts for Vietnam, Hanoi, and Canada have since been removed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.